Before we start the parsha, Chazal tell us Shavrom Avinu was nisnase asoro nisyonis. One of the Nisyoinas, with most of the Rishoinim, a lot of the Rishoinim, is Parshas Chayesor. What is the Nisyoin exactly in Chayesor? A lot of people lose their wives, especially when they're over 100. She was 127. Chazal say the Nisayon is Hashem promised him that Eretz Yisrael belongs to him. Hold Eretz Yisrael. And then when he needs to bury his wife, he can't find a piece of land. He has to bend down to this goy, beg them, Shemehuni, Piguli, Befem, and then he has to pay Abamo Yisrael. Shekel kesef oivel asoicha, real cash, very high price, big nisoyim. And Avram didn't complain. This was nisoyim number 10. Frek de welt. Lama zogen it's a nisoyim. Da'ainu, emunen b'ira oilam, Hashem promises him. Everything is yours. And he even can't marry off his wife. How you could think that everything will be his? He can't get a piece of land. Frag de Mefarshe. If the order of the Nisyonis was starting with Akedah, but Sarai Meinu Nisyon number 1, climbing up the mountain to Nisyon number 10 to Shech Yitzchak, makes sense. Aber noch the Nisayon of the Akedah, to test Avram Avinu and the Nisayon if to find a little piece of land for Sarah, it just doesn't make sense. There's been a lot of Rishonim don't want to count it as a Nisayon. Lech Lecha is also a Nisayon. But it's a Nisayon, you like, we call it for starters, for beginners, yeah? For Harrys, yeah? But for people that are really Avram Avinu, not a Lech Lecha to leave college to come to Yeshiva. The answer of Avram Avinu, Eved Hashem, Alt is good, Akeda, Soho, Imeinu. It's a piece of land with the neighbors, he can't get a piece of land. So it's two pshatim. And both of them I want you, it's both of them a Musa. I say Musa to myself. One Nisayon, the Welt says, that when someone is fighting, it's very easy to fight. When you finish the fight, it's hard to stay on top of the mountain. Someone is climbing up a mountain, very sharp mountain, very sharp cliff. He could climb with strings, with mices. But when he gets to the edge and he has to stand there, after 2 minutes he starts to lose the balance. Yeah? To stand up on the edge, it's against a ganze avoido. Because man Avram Avinu was chizal b'tshuve, going to yeshiva, you know, he's against his parents, with all his achim, everything goes. Shech your son, shech my son, kick ishmael. Avram finish, and the tap, standing there, and now little things are starting not to work out. Then there's a very stark. Then when you're already on the tap, they say mi ale behar Hashem. No, aber mi yakuv im koim kotshe. Miyale Be'ar Hashem, hard to climb the mountain. Abo miyakum v'mkom kotshay, to stay there. To stay there is the hardest part. Say it every time we say it in the Shmuzim, we already said it maybe this year 10 times already. Rosh Hashanah, Hamel is getting ready to Rosh Hashanah, Mamish Fest, seats, they pay money out to get Abba Mincha, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, look how it looks. Yeah? Miyale Be'ar Hashem, Abba Umiyaku Bimkom Kodshe. This is one pshat. But I heard once another Mahalach. Another Mahalach. The Nisayan of Sarah Imenu was bigger from the Nisayan of the Akedah. The Nisayan of the Akedah was a real Nisayan. It's a real Nisayan to shecht your son. It's not easy. Avraham Avinu was aiming in that Shver Nisayan to shecht the son. It's a Shver Nisayan. Avraham Avinu managed to be aiming in that Shver Nisayan to shecht the son. But sometimes the hard Nisayan is easy to do. The light Nisayan is much harder. It's not the first one. First one I said, when you're busy climbing till you become who you are is one thing. Then to stay like that, it's harder. So a guy can become a Baal Tshuva, but when he becomes Frum, it's hard for him not to speak in Chazal Sashat. Yeah? This is the first vote. But I'm saying a second vote. A lot of times a person was a big Nisayan he could manage. It's easy to fight. A small Nisayan we had once in the Yeshiva Bachar, he came here against the will of his parents. Remember, Yeshiva asked me to help him. Can I manage? The parents claimed that I helped him to leave the house. The FBI was here. It's a whole story. Manage a whole Maisa. My house, but he decided to come. He was here in Yeshiva for a month. And after a month, he started to come late to Snorri. I don't understand. He fought his parents. His parents took away his car. I'm all a modern American family, but they wanted to go to college, they wanted to go to Yeshiva. Black Yamakis, but. And they managed to cut him off everything. And they got the FBI in his case that killed the Yeshiva kidnapped him. Oh, my son. And he came here with a whole shtaka. And after a month, we couldn't get him to come in time to Seder. He came 9:35. I said, I'm waiting for Yeshiva. It's not a Yeshiva Bachar. Yeah? Yeshiva Bachar doesn't come late. We don't need him here. Send him back to America to fight with his parents and to learn there. Today is one of the Chashev Bachim, one of the yeshivas in America. I spoke to him a couple hours ago. What is the pshat? To fight his parents, it's easy. Most of you will not manage to do that. Most of you will be scared to do that. He has koiches. But to fight the bed, to fight the Friday again. This is the Metzius. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, I test you, Terach. I test you, Nimrod. I test you, Yitzchok. Now the real test. Give you a little bit bad mood that it's hard for you to find a spot where to put your wife. After you're such a good person, you're so much nisyonos. Hashem really now saw us then, I really need this aggravation. Oh, why I deserve it? That knach is the real nisyon. This is Nisayan number 10. A person sometimes doesn't realize their life. Hard Nisayanus you could pass. The small Nisayanus sometimes are the harder Nisayanus. So the Pasuk starts and is going to tell us about the 10th Nisayan of Yisam Shittas Rishonim of Avraham Avinu. Vayu Chayei Sarah Me'er Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shonim. Shnei Chayei Sarah. Me'er Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shonim. Rashi says, Lama Nichtev Shana Bechol Klal Ve'klal Lema Lecho Shelech Olecho Nidrash Le'atzmoi Baskuf Kebaskhof Lechet. מה בסחוף לחוטו שאין לו בסונשין אבל בפקוף בלו יחד בסקוף כבזיין ליופי שני חיי סורות, double words, היו שני חיי סורות, מאה שנה ועשרים שנה ושבע שנים, שני חיי סורות, כולם שווים לטוב. אז נדע, במזכירות בסד פשט, מן קוף כבס חוף. מה קוף? מה חוף בלוי חטא? קוף אוסו בלוי חטא. איך הוא, חטאים don't start from חוף. חטאים start from בר מצווה. ודיגויים את אית חזל סי. ביוס את 12, by a girl. You're right, בייזין של מלו don't punish till חוף. אבל בן קוף כבס חוף לחטא, so Biskarov says, Soro Imenu, she was islandess. Vomis, yeah? She was islandess. Islandess, the Gemara says that the godless of the islandess is when she's 20. So Kufke Baschof, islandess is not pretty. She has Simone islandess. Seems like she looks like a man. She's missing Simone Noshim. From when you start to see that she's missing it, from after her seven, when she starts to become eight, and she's missing the Simone Nairus, yeah, she doesn't look like a regular girl. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. So the biskirov. Then kuf kebaschof like a islandess without chatoim. Baschof kebazayin. Don't think that she's mechueres, that she's an islandess. She's like by zayin lo yoif. Why the biskirov said it? Because the Welt fragt, the man says, seven is not the age of pretty. Why do you choose the pretty age of an Isha is seven? Why seven? Six. Why six? Nine. Seven? Ask someone, when is the Yofi of Nashi? Everyone will tell you, no one will tell you seven. We'll tell you all different things, but we're not seven. So it's like the Biskarov, the Fidem is very Gishmak. Chof, even though she was an islandess, she was like by Zion before you see the Simon islandess. First, she said a different shot that the Yoifi from Soro Imenu, we're not trying to say physical Yoifi, we're trying to say Shekar Achen, the Heaven Yoifi, Isha Iras Hashem, the shame, the pretty of Reinkite. The pretty of Reinkite is when a kid is seven, the Tmimus, the Tire of the kid. This is what the Pasuk is coming to say. שני חיי סורו, כולם שווים לטוב. זאת כולם שווים לטוב. What means כולם שווים לטוב? That she behave good? קוף כמסחוף, חוף כמזי. שני חיי סורו, כולם שווים לטוב. ואז למשל, כולם שווים לטוב. So my shver brings down, אלפי ארזאל, גיברתי כפשט. Besoro Imenu, 127 years, all of them were good, exactly the same. It's a very scary thing to say. The day that she had Yitzchok was a good day to her, like when she was 90 years without kids. The same thing. Exactly the same thing. Kulam shavim l'toivo. She had such a bitochen in Beira Olam. And everything what Beira Olam does is hakir l'toiva. So shnei chayei soro, kulam shavim l'toiva. All of them were exactly the same, kulam shavim l'toiva. And so I give Albi Gevold, someone showed me a sefer, Elef Zeira. It's Alter Rod and Lita. So the Eniklach reprinted the sefer. They couldn't reprint it. They made like, you know, like they make in America these copy, says a Givaldi Givald, there's a famous Gemara, everyone knows this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Megillah. The first Perek, yeah, everyone gets yet. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, it's a Medrash Rabbi, came there. The Lashon HaMedrash is, Rabbi Akiva Yoyshev Edoyrash, Ve'atzibu Misnamnem. Kiva was saying shir, and he saw some guys fall asleep in shir. Yeah. Well, Kiva will not carry on shir without waking them up. Yeah. Does it the tzura satvorim? So, Rabbi Kiva Yoishev v'doyresh, v'atzibu misnamne. Bikesh le'oyrechom. He wanted to wake them up. Omar, ma ro'aso Esther, שתים לוח על קוף חוף זין מדינס, חשברס, הוא החש וראש, המוילך מועידו ועד כוש, 7 ו-20 ומאות מדינה. אלא טוב ויסטר, שהיא ביטו של סורו, שחייסו קוף חוף זין שונו, ותים לוח על קוף חוף זין מדינס. It's the famous medrash. We have to know, Gemara, בזכוס מה זוכתו, אסתר, שתים לוח על 127 מדינס, זכוס. She's a granddaughter of Sarah Imenu that lived 127 years. So, what is the Shaykhs? Olea, olea, the Shaykhs, yeah? So, Drosha, Lamezog, that is the Shaykhs. But how it wakes up the guy that is sleeping? Where is the riddle? Where is the. What? Like, he asked him, Shaykhs, why? So when you read the Gemara, you think, like, why she was Moilech on 127, like, everyone was all busy. Then again, the answer, 127. This is the way Rabbi Kiva woke up his island. Yeah. Can't say. Zog the Elef Zeira, Givaldi Kivot. Says like this. The Yosef of Malchus, Chazal say Be'etzem, is Lev Sorim Melochim B'yad Hashem. Remember once in Eretz Yisrael, they had voting. And the Klal Yisrael wanted that one guy will be voted. And a different guy was voted in Eretz Yisrael. And everyone was feeling very bad that the wrong person was voted. Yeah? I think then they were the same color, but everyone felt bad. Everyone felt bad that, you know, Klal Yisrael wanted one person. The Gedolim was standing behind one person. And then someone else was voted. So they went to the stipler. Told the stipler, Was for Zayn? I don't remember. Such a pachal, because that guy said tomorrow he's taking all the bochum to yeshivas, to the army. Stipler said, Kolzman is not voted, he's taken dangerous. After he's voted, Lev Melochim Vesorim B'yad Hashem. Dehainu, Chatzkel could do bad to you. Chaim HaKodesh, Ramban, Pchire, it's not a shmuzan b'tochana. But, a person could do bad to you, you have to understand what is the limit. Lev Melochim Vesorim B'yad Hashem. This is the Ribbono Shel. After someone chooses what he could do to you, it's exactly what the Borei Olam wants him to do. Maybe you have to have Mishtadlis, but not if something bad happened to you. Now it's up to Hashem. Lev Melochim Vesorim B'yad Hashem. Mikol Mokoyim. So Chazal say that the Melech has to understand every person in the Ummah. Every person. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to be the manik because he was running after the sheep to give them water to drink. Chazal say that we see that he was makbid not only on one sheep, even one little sheep that was going in one place. The Melech is. So Esther was zeichet to be a Melech on 127 Medinas. Avada, you don't understand it, but it doesn't mean stamp by punk she had. You know, she was elected to be the king of all these countries. Malchus in that days meant the Zach, yeah? Name Zochto Esther to be a queen of 127 countries. Misha is a bitter shosoroi meinu. That lived 127 years. What was the mile of Sarah Imenu that lived 127 years? Shekulam shavim l'tayva. Me'er shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva shanim. She didn't miss a day. Sarah Imenu didn't miss a day. She fulfilled her days. Not the pshat, in general she was okay. Overall, she was doing well. Every hour was full. Every day was full. Everything was full. Everything was full. Every hour was full. Every day was full. So she, that was makbid in 127 years, to take care of every year individual, every day separately, every hour separately. So she was zeicher רבי מלך על 127 מדינה. בזכוס, that she took 127 years, years like a malchus, and she fulfilled the whole year. She didn't miss a bit of it. She didn't miss a part of it, a minute of it. It was a full day. It was a full day. So she got 127. So this is what he told his Talmidim. What are you sleeping? You think, I'm sleeping an hour. This hour in your record is missing. I got a motion Friday afternoon today will not learn. That's what has to rest. And that's another thing. Yeah. And the Shemaim is a black hole in this day. It's a miss. It doesn't help. Yeah, but Lemaise, I'm doing good. You promise. You have a hole. This Shachris is missing. I had a chizuk. I was somewhere, someone was trying to buy a present to his Rebbetzin. So he bought him some big bracelet. It was a lot of little diamonds. You know, some of us have so much money, you don't buy big diamonds. A lot of little diamonds. A lot of them. Very small ones, like they stick them out. So he gives it to the guy. And he gives him a good price. And the guy like, gives it back, like, very upset. So I ask the guy, why are you so upset? You don't like that piece. So you don't see it's missing one little diamond? And every diamond that costs maybe 10 shekels, 20, I don't know how it goes, yeah? Like a lot of little bits. So the guy, missing one, say this, you can give it back, why are you so upset? So it's missing a diamond. So that bracelet, my stomach had 500 of them. But if it's missing one, the guy doesn't want it. If you come up to the Shemaim, you're missing a Shachis. He doesn't want you. No, but Orbalah, Mincha was good, Ma'ir was good. He told us, what do you mean you're sleeping today in Shir? What do you mean you're sleeping today? This is what Rabbi Akiva was Ma'ir as Talmid. בפני מזוך תוליל מויל 127 מדינויס בפני שזה ביטה של סורו שמולכו על שחויסו 127 שונים כולם שם חתום הסורו בקיאס 4 חברוים היום אל אברום ליספויד לסורו ולפקויסו ליספויד לסורו ולפקויסו פרגן המפורשים דהלוכר איזם רמב״ם שלושה יומים ראשונים לבחי Shiva lehesved. It's the halacha. First you cry, then you maspid. At the beginning you can't be maspid. You cry, you fall with pain. Later you sit down, things are clear, you can give a hesved. By Avraham it says the order different. Lispoid lesora velifkoisa. First he was maspid and then he was crying. Why? So it's two hesbeir and a mefoshim, sheine pshat. One hesved and a mefoshim explain why. Because Chazal said that Vayovar Avraham Meichon Bo Mikvur As Terach. He came from the Kvur of Terach. So while he came from the Kvur of Terach, if he would be crying, people would think he's crying because he lost Terach. Avraham, the Maizi is sorry on Terach. He doesn't want Chas V'Shalom, people would think that he's missing Terach, but it's over. So first he spoke about sorrow. And then he started to cry. So it was clear that he's crying because the loss of sorrow. I think the Stabler said something similar that the Maaseh sorrow was a big tzaddikus and she was also a personal wife for Avraham Avinu. If he would cry, people would think that he's crying because he lost his personal wife. Eishes Me'uri. We don't want. Avraham wanted to make it clear he's not crying at the private loss, he's crying at the ruchnis dikapas. So b'meile, lisper lesoro and then lifkoiso. The lifkoiso you see in the Chumash has a small chof. It's called chof zeira. Shaila, why the chof is very small? Lifkoiso. Why the chof is very small? So there's a lot of pshatim. We'll say one. Lifkoiso, the reason the chof is small is because Chazal say that Bas Hoyo Avram Vebako Yushmo. Gmor Bo Bebasre. Hashem Birz Avram Bakoil. So the Gmor Bo Bebasre. Bas Hoyo Solo Vebako Yushmo. and she was nifter when Sarai Meina was nifter. So if you take the chof out, you read Vayova Avraham lispoil leSarah vele bito. So here's Merumez, I think the Goyen says it. It's Merumez that he was also at the same time over on his daughter. So lifkoiso, this is the Emes of Pshat, lispoil leSarah vele lifkoiso. But the drash is vele lifkoiso. ואברום זוקין בו ביומים והשם ברז אברום בכל ואימר אברום על אבדיס כאן בישר המויש בחלש אשים להיות חותר אז יריחי והשביחו בהשם אלוהי כי השמיים ואלוהי כי אורץ אשר לא יתיק אחי של לבני מבני זקנני אשר נכי אשר בקיר בו כי תלך אל ארצי ומולדת יתלך ולוקחת לו אישו לבני ליצחו ובני ליצחוק. So אברום אבינו is משביע אליעזר. He's משביע אליעזר. When you go for the שידך, swear to me that you will not take with נייס כנעני. בסקרוב רוצה אלמון על חומש שיהיה לבריסק. Here the בסקרוב is a very big חומש שיהיה, this פוסוק. בסקרוב רוצה, he trusts אליעזר for everything. How we know that? I'll read the pasuk. Vayomer Avrom el Avdoi, Skan beisoi, Hamoishel b'chol asher loy. Hamoishel b'chol asher loy. Everything. Please swear to me that you will not mess up my son. He trusts him on everything. Skarov said, this is the difference of Avrom Avinu and us. We come to a town, someone's going to a trip, yeah, he's going back home, he's passing Nichveis in Russia for 2 days. So he calls the Beis Chabad there and he asks, what are the kashas you're allowed to eat here, yeah? The guy tells him, he asks a guy that lives, Amon lived in Russia, and he asks him, he's going to Switzerland, he asks a Swiss guy, what do you eat there? But if he has to invest money there, he makes his research, right? But to come to kashas, so the guy tells him, you can allow me to not tell you, and I will be the daughter. He goes in, yeah? If he has to invest money, he checks. Avraham is punk faker. Money, Eliezer is okay. Comes to Yiddishkeit, make a shvua. He said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter came to an inn. Rabbi Yisrael had a big white beard. And a Yid came over to him and told him, Rebbe, du bist a sheichet? He says, why? No, I have a cow. Du bist a sheichet? So no, I'm just gonna check. So a boydek, after you could check that. So, 3 days later, Rabbi Saul is in this inn yet. He meets that guy. Tells the guy, you could borrow me 1,000 rubles for 3 days. The guy looks up, 1,000 rubles, 3 days. So they don't know who you are. So Rabbi Saul told him, Sheikhat, you don't know who I am. My beard is enough, yeah? Boydek, my beard is enough, yeah? But to borrow me 1,000 rubles, you don't know who I am. Maybe I'm running away. Look at, sound. A guy in Moshe, you will see a guy walking with Timonish clothes, yeah? We'll ask him, oh, come in a guy with a little hat, Timonish, come into yeshiva, give you $1,000. You give him? No, but if you will stand outside and fry you a piece of food, you will eat it, yeah? What is the difference? What is the difference? This is cool. This is cool. We punk faket. When it comes to kashas, every guy is nemon. Every guy is nemon. I see it sometimes. A guy comes over to me, asks me, you allowed to eat in this hotel? I look at his face, if he doesn't, I give him an answer, yeah? But I'm just gonna see the hours of space, yeah. But the same guy comes after 2 weeks to the interior, if he has to pay 5 shekel to the cooper of the deer, yeah? And I tell him yes. See, he leaves and tells the guy, yeah, I don't trust Mr. Kaplan, I want to go to a different road, yeah? 5 shekel, Mr. Kaplan doesn't know what he's talking about. he's right. The Mizekab is always talking about. About 5 shekel. About to eat chveis in the plaza to rely on Rabbanut Mehadrin for milchik. The Mizekab says it's okay. There's a rumor that he says that it's okay. Yeah, he's allowed to finish. Comes to his own 5 shekel. Mechateise is a rob. Mechateise, he knows. He doesn't know. Let me go. The pasuk came to say, "Vayikro Avrom leEliezer zkan beisoy hamoishel bechol asherloi." Aber asikum tzeruch mies pum faker. Sim lo yot chotach asirechi viishov ali beloyge hashamayim im teshaker lebni. Then the pasuk here we have a very interesting pasuk. Vayomer elav haeved ulay leisov ishal alechas. What a beef! She doesn't want to come. Maybe. He says, no, no, they're going to come back. I don't want the shidduch from there. So we have Perek Chovdal Pasukei. Vayomer Elo Va'eved, Ulai, with a Vav, Leisever Ishal Aleches Achrai. Hashem Vashiv Ezbincha Lohoretz, Yishom Alecho. Hashem Mura. Then the whole story happens. He finds Rivka. And then he wants to take the shidduch. And they want him to eat. He says, no, I want this. ויאמר ברוך ויאמר איש הביתו ויפתח הגמלים ויאמר עבד אברהם אנוכי השם ברכס אדוני בטל את צורו וישבני למור לתיק אחי של בני בני סכנני ויאמר אל אדוני אולי לא יצא לך איש או אחרי ויאמר לו השם יסלחתי ישלח מלוכוי רשי says in the second time ויוס ביה ויאמר אלו ועבד אולי לא יסוי ואיש על הנכס האחרי maybe she will not want to come but don't come back here there he says ויאמר אל אדוני אולי לא יסוי לך איש האחרי the second time the אולי is without the vav here it says ויאמר אלו ועבד אולי לא יאמר איש לא יסוי ואיש maybe אולי אלו ועב למד יוד אולי maybe she will not want to come what to do he said don't worry Hashem will help. When Eliezer tells over the story to Psuel, and I told my other in Ulai, maybe she would not want to come. It says without a vav. Zok Rashi. Ulai leiseilech. Eileksiv, without a vav. Bas soison Eliezer, voil mechazer limtso ilo shiyemo leAvrom lifnis eilov leasir. Avrom had a daughter in Shiduchim, and he would try to convince Avram to marry off the daughter of the Rosh Hashiva Eliezer, Delo Mashke. He's sending him to base of the Zohar to take a shidduch, yeah? Omar le Avram, b'ni boruch at oruch in oru medabek b'boruch. Very scary. Aber the felt like Takasha. Why this Rashi and the Pasuk is in the second time? Why in the first time it doesn't say, v'yomer elav Eliezer, ulai lo yisoy v'yisho, what, let the pasuk to write without a vav, and Rashi will say, "What is ulai?" Baso yisol Eliezer, and he wanted to make a shidduch with Avram, and Avram said no. First time says ulai, maybe she will not want. Second time says ulai without a vav. Rashi explained she had a daughter, and he was trying to convince him to marry. It's like the mafoshim. Why in the first time it doesn't say without a vav, and we'll have a remes to this ganze zach. Why we have to wait till the second time? So it's two pshat, even I want to say both. Two very nice. First of all, they say for the Magid Medubna and Reb Chaim, say like this, that was a mashal, they bring it with a mashal. It was a person that he would sell like material, silk material. And it was a guy that bought the material. So the guy that bought the material every day, every time would send to buy the material. He would buy, let me say, 5,000 boxes and he would put it on credit. He would sell the 5,000. He would send the money to 5,000, give it to the factory, and they would give another 5,000. He would finish to sell it. He would send the money, again 5,000 on credit, and sell it. And again, one day the guy decided, you know, It's time for me to make money. All of my life I'm doing that. This time, when I will send the 5,000, I will ask for a credit, not for 5,000 boxes. I will ask for 50,000 boxes. The guy trusts me, and I will disappear. So he tells this guy, listen, this time we're going to order 50,000. Chati sheli, chati shelach. Shliach tells him, I can't, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to help you to steal. He says, you're stealing? I'm asking you to order. If I'm a ganav or not, who told you, maybe I'm not right to steal. If you go to them, I'm a ganav, I'll do something to you. I changed my mind, I'm not stealing. Please go order me 50,000 boxes. He says, well, I know what you know. Please order me. So now the guy goes, he doesn't know what to do. So if he will go and tell him that the guy wants to steal, the guy will tell him, Moiti Shemwa. He will buy the boxes, he knows the guy will not pay him then. So he came to the guy and he said, you know, my boss told me this time to order 50,000. But I told him that it doesn't make sense that you will be masking. Why you'll be masking? So I don't know what to tell you, because I really told him that I don't know why you will agree. Why you will not be nervous. So the guy said, why he's trying to make me nervous? Obviously it's a problem, right? So he picked up the hint that the guy that's coming to buy wants him not to, yeah? If he would want him to sell, he would just say, please give me 50,000. He says, no, I told the guy, what would be if the guy would not want to give us? Magid Medugna and Reb Chaim. The first time Eliezer was very honest. He goes over to Avraham. And he tells Avraham, listen, you're sending me to bring a shidduch. All of the money. I get there, the girl doesn't want to come. What to do? Instructions. It's very important for you that this will be the shidduch for your son. What would be if she says no? Say, no taina Eliezer. The second time, the shidduch is already done. Comes and he tells them, and I asked my other, what if you would say no? They would have to think, why you think we'll say no? Avraham Avinu, Choshliyit. All of the money Yitzchak has, called a Teira Vigdula B'mokim Echa. He's having everything. Why, Eliezer, you telling Avraham, maybe the girl will not want to go? Why you think that the girl will not want to go? Vaistois is a problem in the girl, in the boy. Something there in Yitzchak is a reason that maybe they will not want to do the shidduch. So by Eliezer saying over the story, without realizing, he's spoiling the chance that the shidduch will take place. For sure Eliezer was trying to do the shidduch, but he was risking that they will start to think, one second, is the reason that Eliezer and Avraham have a tzad that we will say no? Why he thinks we will say no? Such a nice boy. Vaistois is a reason to think that is a no. Chazal say, because Eliezer was hoping maybe somehow it will come back to him. So without realizing Zog the Magen Midubne, he was a little bit spoiling it. This is one pshat, famous pshat of the Magen Midubne. But the Kotzke Rebbe said an ander vote. It's a beautiful vote of the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe said, no one was planning to spoil the shidduch. What happened here? Eliezer said ulai the first time, and he said it the second time. The first time, Eliezer really meant to ask instructions. What would be if she says no? He didn't realize, Avraham tells you Hashem will help. What are you worried? You see, Eliezer later goes, says, Hashem, please send the girl. And he goes and he asks for a ridiculous thing. And the girl gives him the water. There's no reason in the world she will do that. You're talking about Hashem. He's melumat benissim. They fight, they throw sand, becomes arrows. Man, there's no shayla. Yeah, they don't. He didn't realize. He really thought that he's asking a sincere question. When this shit happened, and he knows now it's over. He's not getting to be a Eidim Mechutin with Avraham. And he's saying over the story. And he realizes when he's saying over the story in the second time, the reason I asked Ulai was because I was thinking about myself. A lot of time, B'sha'as Maisa, you don't realize the Megiyas. You think B'Shem Shomayim. Shem Shomayim. But when you're out of the picture, you think, one second, why I was doing it? Why I was doing it? I had an agiya. I had an agiya. So b'sha'as ma'isa, a person doesn't realize. B'sha'as ma'isa, a person doesn't realize about after that, after when a person is out of the negias, when he finishes his negias, then he could realize sometimes that what he was doing is because he had a negias. Pasuk is mamshich. ויעל לו ונפסול ויאמרו מהשם יוצא הדובור לנוחל דבר לכורה איתוב הימי רבקו לפונכו כך וולך ותהיה אישו לבן אדונכו כאשר דיבר השם. פוסוק נון א', הנה רבקו לפונכו כך ולך ותהיה אישו לבן אדונכו כאשר דיבר השם. הנה רבקו לפונכו כך ולך ותהיה אישו לבן אדונכו כאשר דיבר השם. ההירדר בפרוים קייבר. פרוים קייבר is the one that written the Reb Chaim Stenslach that we have. When I was a little kid, I was Meshavish. It was an alta yid. I remember the mistake that he was not clear and he written in the Ksavim until today the Oyem HaOyem and the Reb Chaim. He was doing it in a train when they were running away, he was writing the Stenslach. Chaim Kiever, or before him Kiever. So he told me, Givaldi Kivoda, like 500 years ago, more, one of the Sfadi Rabbanim printed a Sefer. Sfadi Sharab. And if you know the Sfadi Sharabbanim, how they talk and they write, he was writing in the Sefer, והנה דבר השם אליי ורוח השם מויסו אליי וחושבתי פשט ואמרתי פשט ודיברתי פשט. חכמי אשכנז called him over and they told him, you're not a shaker. Hashem spoke to you. He says, I mean, הנה אני יושב ותהי רוח השם אליי and I was מחדש. I was mechadish. They told him, listen, this is called Novi Sheker. They say, Hashem told you. Hashem didn't tell you. So what do I mean? He said, what do you mean, you mean? If you're not taking it out of the Sefer, we're putting you in Chayim, the Chachmei Ashkenaz told him. So he said, I have a raya from our parsha that this is the way to talk. Hine, vayan lovon, upsur, vayimu mehashem yotzo adovo, לנוח על דבר לכורה טוב, פסוק נון א', חוב ד' נון ד', הנה רבקו לפונך, כך ולך, כאשר דיבר השם. הוא השם זה. הוא השם זה. פשוט, אליעזר, מנסים, obviously השם. So we see when something is obviously, you say, כאשר דיבר השם. Don't ask me, it's love on a psul. First love on a psul, also, love on a psul, yeah. But it's not them. But they spoke to him in a normal language. Eliezer would say, hello, when Hashem spoke. But people understand, it means, you made a hint, you made a sign, it looks like, it's serious, Keshel Dibe Hashem. So we see, that when someone wants to say something happened, and it's obviously Hashem, you could say Keshel Dibe Hashem, even if he didn't say it. This was the Chacham Asfarbi, answered the Chacham Ashkenaz. So Chachmei Ashkenaz told him, no, it's not a raya. And the Shidduch Shpeit, that Arboi Yoyim Koinim Yitzir HaSavlad, Hashem says, Bas Ploini LePloini. So they meant, look, the Shidduch looks so obviously true, it looks like, Asher Dibir Hashem, that this is the Bas Ploini LePloini. They didn't mean, Asher Dibir Hashem now, and this time. Asher Dibir Hashem, this is the tzura that Hashem, Hashem was merames that this is the right thing. But it doesn't mean kasher dibur Hashem. There's another vote. I think everyone will know the spoon now. Eliezer comes to the Be'er. It's part of Shiduchim, but we didn't get to them yet. It's time. והנער, הנה. והוא טרם כאילו לדבר, והנה רבקו יויצס אשר יולדו לבסור בן מילקו יישס נוחר אחי עברו. והנער הוא טויבס מרה מאוי בסולו, ואיש לא ידעו. שהוא זה בסולו ואיש לא ידעו. So, רשי says, בסולו, ממוקם בסולים. ומוקים פסולים שיבוא זה פסולו, ואיש לא ידעו בשלו יקדרקו. ואיש לא ידעו בשלו יקדרקו. כפי שבני סגויים היו משמרים ממוקים בסוליהם, ומפקיר את עצמו ממוקים אחר. צורה שלו, ואיש לא ידעו, דהיינו, בשלוי כדרכו. The Medrash says the under pshat. והנור אותי בשמו היא פסולו. So she's a פסולו. ואיש לא יודע לו, ואיש לא יטוב עלו. No one asked her to marry her. She's very pretty. She's a פסולו. ואיש לא ידע. So what is איש לא ידע? So Rashi says, פסולו מכדרכו. איש לא ידע משלוי כדרכו. The Medrash says no. ואיש לא ידע, no one was tovea her. No one wanted to marry her. I don't think she was not pretty. Tovea smar em oi. So Baruch Hashem, the people there, by his story, so nice people, yeah? Like nice people, yeah? No one stood up on her. What is the shvach on Rivka? What is the shvach of Rivka that no one wanted to marry her? It's like the veld. Gewaldiki is so it stated in the Medrash. There were goyim. She was living in a goyish place. Why no one asked? She was Tevas Marimoid. The Torah says, everyone knew it's not Negea. Sometimes a bocher, I tell him, why are you schmoozing in Seder? He said, well, I can do the guy stop near me. Why he didn't stop near me? The flies stop near the garbage. Alamo. The bigger flies, the bigger garbage. Sometimes you see a bocher. Every 2 minutes someone stops near him. He's the garbage. I know it's not comfortable to say it, but it smells. It's mitzvahs. If your friends will know that you became the masbi, they will stop to come in the middle of Seder. If they come yet, it's missing something. Chazal say, and Rivka Imenu, she's living in a goyish place. No one offered her to marry her. To mezana with her. Not only she was already holding that, a lot of bochim decided to be good bochim. I'm not saying they're not bad boys. They really decide to come to, and people disturb them, and I feel very bad for them. But they don't realize, if there would be one more step ahead, the people will stop to come. If the people are coming yet, Vaistois, the decision is not deep enough. Vaistois, the message is not out. What do you want? Psula. She's a psula. She didn't do it. He's a masmid. But we can't say on him, V'ish lo yador. People asking him to go out to eat lunch. People asking him to go out to eat supper. People are offering him to battle Friday. People are offering him to go away for Shabbos. People are offering him. Start to fix yourself. V'ish lo yado. ish lo yado, less man de tovalo, less man de tovalo. No one asked her. No one asked her. Then a person knows that he's clean. Said a lot of times in Gelayt, Baruch Hashem, you're a Bochvim. The man sometimes says, you know, I'm married, what I could do? My wife wants, she needs me to stay home today. I couldn't come to say that. She needs me to stay home. Why my wife doesn't need me to stay home? Why? I'll tell you, she has more tildes from all of everyone here together. I'm telling you. It's not an option. A person in life. Some the person gets married, remember that. Not every time you get back to your Rebbe. You get married. What I could do, my wife wants to go to eat out. My wife wants to go to her family. My wife wants. But when you will study Chas V'Shalom to become a lawyer, and you're not before the test, she doesn't ask you, maybe we'll go out tonight, right? Because she knows that tomorrow is the bar. I don't know how they call it exactly, yeah? Something like that, some name. Yeah? Before they pass the big test. She knows, what's coming down, yeah? If she would realize that learning is important by you, if they would realize the chashivas of Torah, they will not ask you. The Talmud says, I'm not as important for you to learn. The message didn't went through. When the message goes through, the ish lo yado, no one asks us to come. So one move on from the Besalevi. It says in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Im lo yel beisov viteilech vel mishpachto velokachto isho lebni. Im lo yel beisov viteilech vel mishpachti velokachto isho lebni. This is when Eliezer is saying over the story, and then it says, V'omar el adini, ulai leiseilech, maybe she would not want to come. But the pasuk before that is, I told my other, he'd call me over, V'yashbiyani, leimer leisikach isho lebni, el beisov yiteilech, velokachto isho lebni. Very good. If you go back, when Avram sent them, this is the second thing that is a difference. Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Dalet. Ki el arzi vel moladet yiteilech, velokachto isho lebni leyitzchok. Why here it says, when Avram speaks to Eliezer, he tells him, Ki el mishpachti vel moladeti teilech, velokachto isho lebni leyitzchok. And when Eliezer says over the story, my other told me, El mishpachti velokachto isho lebni. And he doesn't repeat the words, Lebni leyitzchok. So the Bisalevi says a givaldik evolt. This is the people that speak in a lot of places, they speak about Shidduchim this week. So they start from this pasuk, Bisalevi. Salevi said, Avram told him, I want a Shidduch Lebni, but Leyitzchok. I don't want someone that wants to marry only me to be Mechut mit Avram Avinu. I want someone that wants to marry Yitzchok as well. That is Roy Leyitzchok. Choshev Yitzchok. I want someone. Lebni, Leyitzchok. Eliezer knew they're not interested with the tzaddik. They want to marry Avram Avinu to be mechutim with the big vir Avram Avinu with the ganze maisa. So he said, Avram is looking for a shidduch lebni. He didn't want to spoil it. Avram told him, lebni leyitzchok. Look, someone that is lebni leyitzchok. But Eliezer, when he was repeating it, he didn't say lebni leyitzchok. He just said, Lebni. Because the Rishonim want to be mechutanim with Avraham Avinu. But they're not looking to be married to Yitzchak.